ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Republicans won't like what they hear tonight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Deficits and debt don't seem to matter to the president.
GOP Senator John Kennedy wary of the new Biden proposal the president will detail tonight in a primetime address before Congress.
He wants to build a society of safety nets where no one has to take responsibility, where it's always somebody else's fault.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, free community college for 2 years, a national paid family and medical leave program, and free preschool for 3 and 4-year-olds, all part of President Biden's American Families Plan. The $1.8 trillion package is a combination of tax credits and new spending to be offset by tax increases on wealthier Americans. Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna says the president is offering common sense proposals.
He wants for people who are over $1 million, making over $1 million, to equalize the capital gains and ordinary income tax rate. You know who did that? President Reagan in 1986.
The plan would extend pandemic child tax credits through 2025. Dave.
Rachel, for the second time this month, a skirmish at sea with Iran.
The USS Firebolt fired warning shots when it and another American ship were approached by 3 Iranian military speedboats in the Persian Gulf on Monday night. In dark black and white video released by the Navy, a single gunshot is apparently heard. The Navy describes the Iranian vessel's maneuvers as unsafe and unprofessional.
That's Fox's Simon Owen. Elizabeth City, North Carolina, more protests last night. They clashed with police, enforcing an 8 p.m. curfew. A judge will today consider releasing body cam footage to the public of Andrew Brown Jr.'s shooting last week. The Supreme Court will this morning consider if a school in Pennsylvania went too far punishing a student for something she said while not at school on a Saturday in a Snapchat video. America's listening to Fox News.
It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, San Francisco, and more. Now, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV exposing the truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special on Newsmax TV. Now on all major cable systems. Get Newsmax free on smart TVs, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's tried to find me, but most can't, unless they're ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role. So how does ZipRecruiter do it so quickly? ZipRecruiter's technology matches your job up with the right people for your role and invites them to apply, so you get brilliant candidates fast.
Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You've probably heard the term designated survivor. You might have even watched the TV show with the premise of that person taking over as president. Well, there's no such scenario tonight when the president delivers his State of the Union-like address.
During certain high-profile events, one member of the president's cabinet, known as the designated survivor, stays behind, typically in an undisclosed location, to preserve the line of succession if a disaster with mass casualties occurs. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says they don't need one for President Biden's speech Wednesday night.
There does not need to be a designated survivor because the cabinet will be watching from their offices or home.
The president's address in a joint session of Congress will have a limited attendance due to coronavirus restrictions. Senate Democrats used a lottery system to determine which members got seats. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
There were another 50,000 new coronavirus cases reported in the U.S. yesterday. 1 year ago today, we topped 1 million infections overall. Now we're over 32 million with 573,000 COVID deaths. India just topped 200,000 with a big COVID surge. Another 360,000 new cases reported yesterday. That's a world record. 2 more Republican-led states have new abortion restrictions.
A signing from Governor Doug Ducey means women won't be able to get the procedure solely because the fetus has a genetic abnormality such as Down syndrome. Doctors who perform an abortion on a survivable genetic issue issue could face felony charges. Social conservative group Center for Arizona Policy celebrated the signing, with its president saying no longer would Arizona children with disabilities be discriminated against. Democrats issued a stinging rebuttal, saying the measure isn't pro-life, it's anti-family. Idaho Republican Governor Brad Little signed a bill that bans abortions in his state after a fetal heartbeat, except in the cases of rape, incest, and medical emergency. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
All right, into our 8 o'clock hour on this April 28th. I am Stevie J. We thank you very much for listening to us each and every morning between 7 and 9 a.m. Let's check your weather. Looks a little rainy.
All righty, and some showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, Stevie. We've got wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Today's high 75, though, 53 our low tonight. Possibly an inch of rain coming our way as we get into showers tomorrow morning also. High 66, low 46. Sunshine and a high 70 on Friday, down to 44. Currently 67 on ESPN 93.5.
He is the host of the Guy Benson Show on Fox Radio. Guy Benson, he is live weekdays 2 to 5 Central Standard Time. GuyBensonShow.com. Give me your take on this, sir.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Okay. Guy, it's a start, I guess. I'm just so sick of everything, Guy Benson. What do you say?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I mean, I saw the announcement yesterday, as did everyone else who was following this stuff, from the CDC and then from Biden himself. And I just think there's such a disconnect for so many Americans, because when the government says, we're going to now very generously allow you, sort of like with some fanfare, it's like, ta-da, we're going to let you not wear a mask outside, and you can even, wait for it, eat at a restaurant outdoors with your friends. I think a lot of people are saying, well, we've been doing that for the last 9 months, right? Like, ever since restaurants were able to serve food outdoors, people have been going outside and sitting outdoors way before vaccines were even available, and dining outdoors, including some of my friends who were like extremely careful on COVID. So it feels kind of like a bit of a joke, where they tease for a number of days that they're going to be updating their guidance, then they update their guidance, and it's in the most sort of tepid, conservative, not politically conservative, but, you know, conservative step possible. And I just don't think it aligns with the actual lived experience of most Americans. And the only people, by the way, who are going to follow, like, the letter of the law when it comes to CDC guidance are people who are almost to a person already vaccinated.
Yeah.
Right? Like the unvaccinated people, or the vaccine skeptical people, or people who are still deciding, these are folks who have not been following CDC guidance to a T, let's put it that way. And the people who have been were the folks who rushed out to get to the front of the line as quickly as they could to get vaccinated, which is fine, but it feels almost like the government is giving people reasons to doubt whether the vaccines really work, because they're saying, well, you know, they do work, and they're amazing, and they're miraculous, and they're totally effective, but you still really can't do much of anything, even in outdoor crowds, if you're fully vaccinated, which I think just does not align with the actual science, which says outdoor transmissions are almost non-existent regardless of vaccination. And if you are vaccinated, transmissions are basically non-existent, and they're not treating it that way, which is very frustrating to me.
Well, it's about control then, right? Based on what you just said. I mean, if it's the science, I guess which science you want to follow, but then it's controlling me and the message and saying, okay, so you got vaccinated, let's wear two masks. What the heck?
Yeah, I mean, so I think part of it is people who just like to control other people's lives, and they're, you know, power trips from some of these officials. There's no question about that. I think some of it also is them sitting around with the CDC and saying, okay, well, if we give this guidance on vaccinated people, well, that will, you know, that will be scientifically accurate, and they can go back to sort of living their normal lives, which is true. That's what the guidance should be. That should be the big incentive. Go get vaccinated. Go live your life normally. But unvaccinated people might hear that and decide that the coast is clear, and they would still be at some risk. So if you're telling vaccinated people that they're in the clear, then unvaccinated people are going to get that message anyway, and they could be at risk. But I think that they're doing too much sort of manipulation here and trying to, you know, play armchair psychologist about what's motivating people.
Yeah.
I think they should just tell us the truth and say, once you're vaccinated, you are overwhelmingly safe. Go live your life. And unvaccinated people, again, a lot of them, some people are still trying to get appointments and that sort of thing. A lot of folks are sort of on the fence. You should give them that powerful incentive. You know, you are going to have a full normal experience once you're vaccinated. You can go do everything. You can go into ballparks. You can go to concerts. You can do all this stuff. Go get vaccinated because the vaccine works. Give people that incentive. And, you know, you can tell them about the science behind it as well and how it's extremely effective and how even if you're extremely unlikely to die from contracting COVID, one out of three people has some sort of psychological or neurological condition, you know, in the weeks and months to come. So there's a good, powerful reason even for young, healthy people to go get vaccinated. You can make all those points, but if you continue to tell even the vaccinated and treat them as if, kind of as if they're unvaccinated, then I think there's going to be a ton of people out there on the fence saying there's no point
yep.
to doing this.
Yep.
And they're not going to follow the rules anyway.
Yep. Guy Benson, the Guy Benson Show on Fox, you can get it at GuyBensonShow.com. So what do you hear tonight, Guy Benson? What do you think the President of the United States says to 200 people in a place that holds 1,600?
Well, I think he's going to talk a lot about COVID. He's going to talk a lot about vaccines. He's going to talk a lot about sort of playing to his strength, right? They're going to want to take a lot of credit on COVID progress. I think that that's credit that they should share because they deserve some credit for what they've done. Obviously, they inherited two working vaccines and a third one on the way from the Trump administration, Operation Warp Speed. And, you know, they had tens of millions of people already vaccinated when he took office, including himself. But I think he's going to play to that strength. He's going to talk about that and the progress that they're making. He's going to try to attribute some of the economic growth and rebound to the COVID relief that the Democrats passed, as if, you know, well, we would be sort of struggling if not for that.
Yeah,
and, you know,
right.
The Republicans didn't come to the table. But I do think he's going to call for trillions of more spending on a whole laundry list of stuff, but he's going to occasionally try to talk about bipartisanship because he's good. He's good at talking about working with Republicans and healing and coming together. He talks about it quite a lot in major speeches. So far as president, it's been all talk, no actual action, and I think that's really the rub.
Well, again, when you say bipartisanship, I laugh. I mean, right? there's none, is there?
Not a whole lot. And it's funny because they've been sort of redefining what bipartisan means.
Yeah,
they're trying
to, the
White House, right? They're trying to redefine what a crisis is. And they say, well, bipartisan doesn't necessarily mean winning any votes from the opposite party in Congress. But if there are individual voters out there from the other party's coalition who support what we're doing, well, that's bipartisanship. Well, not really. It's about working with the opposite party. It's an incredibly closely divided country in Congress. And part of the reason Joe Biden won, the reason that he's president, one of them is people believe that it would be sort of a return to normal. He wanted to heal the soul of America. That's the phrase that he used a lot. He said, we have to choose to work together. We've done it before. We're going to do it again. I know how to do it. I've done it throughout my career. And people said, all right, that sounds good. The polling shows that that's what people want. But on the major stuff so far, it's just been, you know, party line hyper-partisanship, sometimes led by the president himself, and there's really a gap between some of the rhetoric that's appealing to people and what he's doing.
Okay, well, we'll listen tonight and see what happens, but the big question is, would they ever get rid of the filibuster? And if they don't, I don't think they can get a whole bunch of this stuff done, do you?
Unlikely, and it sounds like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who are two Democratic senators, have pretty well dug in their heels, saying that they're not going to vote against the filibuster, to change the filibuster, which sort of thwarts a lot of the plans. And, you know, look, 30 Democratic senators, including a bunch of them who are there right now, signed a letter when Trump was president, like pen to paper, in black and white, about how important the filibuster is and how it can't be touched and that would ruin the institution. And the second that they felt like they might have the power advantage, they just completely flipped. So, I mean, they're just a few votes away from doing this. And then, you know, if they've got the majority doing whatever they want. And that's why I think the 2022 you know, elections, the midterms, are going to be extremely important for Republicans to win back at least one House as a check, and actually forcing the Democrats, forcing Joe Biden to do the thing that he's promised to do, which is to work with them. Right now, I guess the calculation is they don't have to, because technically Democrats could have the votes to ram through a bunch of stuff on a simple majority, you know, at least stuff that can't be filibustered, and they can use reconciliation, which they've done once. They might do it again. But until that time, until the reality is forced upon them, the Democrats, I think, are going to go it alone as much as they possibly can. And that, again, contradicts sort of the raison d'etre of the Biden campaign. But it's also power politics. And it reminds us of the importance of the last election. Elections have consequences, and what's at stake in the next election, even though we're well off, you know, a year plus away from that. You know, tonight will be interesting, roughly first 100 days, Biden addressing Congress and the nation, and I hope everyone is sitting in their rooms by themselves wearing two masks, better three, especially if they've been vaccinated.
I can't wait. It'll be so fun. The Guy Benson Show, you can get it, GuyBensonShow.com on Fox from 2 to 5 Central Time. Guy, always a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. ESPN 93.5. Guy Benson, let's check sports headlines.
All righty, we're the home of the St. Louis Cardinals, and they win yesterday 5-2, and it's a 6:45 start tonight against the Phillies. Let's get more details with your Redbird recap.
With Mike Claiborne, I'm John Rooney. Last night at Busch Stadium, the Phillies got a run in the first, but so did the Cardinals, as Dylan Carlson scored on a double by Nolan Arenado. Then the Redbirds got two more in the second inning when Tommy Edman doubled in Justin Williams and Andrew Kisner. The pitch.
Edman lines it down the right field line, giving the Cardinals the lead as Williams scores from second. Here comes Andrew Kisner around. The relay to the plate, offline, into third base, Tommy Edman.
Two more runs in the seventh on a double by Paul Goldschmidt. Add them up. 5 runs, 11 hits. The Cardinals won 5-2 over Philadelphia.
Didn't you like the balance in the order last night and how they were able to score runs in different areas? But I think you have to also throw in the fact Carlos Martinez was as good as we've seen him in a couple of years this evening.
Carlos Martinez broke a personal 7-game losing streak and is 1-4. And I really think he turned the corner in his start at Philadelphia, where he gave up 6 runs, but he left retiring 11 straight batters.
Yeah, he was on his game then, and you're right, he's continued to build, and I can't wait to see his next start. And now you see this staff is starting to pass it along, John. Each guy's going longer in the games, and that's good for the bullpen.
The Cardinals and Phillies play tonight. We're on the air at 5:50.
And the Braves beat the Cubs. They have a game at 6:20 on US 105.9.
All right, at Busey, it's not just about doing business, but doing good. Partnering with local youth in the community for purpose and progress. As an advocate for education, Busey pleased to continue his commitment to neighbors in need through Community Reinvestment Act, the CRA Scholarships. Busey's CRA Scholarships recognize scholastic achievements and bright futures of local youth. Scholarships are $1,000 for tuition, fees, books, and supplies. Awarded in counties that Busey serves, you have to be a high school graduate or equivalent, meet financial need. You have till June 30 to get your application in for the $1,000 scholarship. Over the past decade, Busey's provided nearly $150,000 in these wonderful college scholarships. Fulfilling dreams since 1868, Busey knows the importance of a lasting promise. From its Money Smart Youth Program, which is incredible, to Community Reinvestment Act scholarships and beyond, Busey is humbled to help children of all ages pursue their dreams. Just go to Busey.com. You can check out Money Smart Youth Program. That's something for kids that they can really learn from between the ages of 5 and 10. And again, the CRE scholarships, Busey.com, to explore both programs. Member FDIC.
Thunderstorms likely with a high 75 today. 53 our low tonight as the rain continues. In fact, it goes until tomorrow morning with a high 66, low 46 expected. Sunshine and a high 70 Friday. Currently 67, ESPN 93.5.
Check these markets. Might open a little down. We'll check them now. 820.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Boeing lost more money than expected in its first quarter. Though its commercial airplane business is still in a slump, it was helped by defense, space, and security, which were all stronger than forecast. Chief Executive David Calhoun says he's looking ahead to this year and vaccine distribution accelerating. Apple reports earnings after the market close. Wall Street analysts are predicting an upbeat quarter, helped by surging sales of premium iPhones. Visa's quarter is showing signs of spending picking up, and it's still seeing strong online business, even though physical stores have reopened. Wingstop, the chicken chain, is still seeing strong demand more than a year into the pandemic. Its system-wide sales were up more than 30% in the recent quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me every Monday and Friday as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. And with the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
One of our Stever partners is Jet's Pizza, and we give out Jet's Pizzas, and people love them, and then they give us reviews. Josh Medlin, a manager at... This is a job posting, my friends. Josh Medlin is a manager at Jet's Pizza. You started as a driver, Josh?
Yeah, it's Josh Medine, actually, but... Originally, they hired me as a delivery driver because that's what they needed, but I had a lot of experience, and they moved me up the ranks, and now I'm, you know, a manager and look over both stores and things like that, but...
That's a good story here, Josh. I like companies that promote from within. Mm-hmm. Josh Medine is on here, manager at Jet's Pizza. Okay, so when you were a driver, how could you stand... the smell constantly. I mean, wouldn't you take a piece? I'd probably take a piece out of the pizza. Just mush it together like it didn't happen, kind of thing.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not what you think, because here's the thing. Have you ever been away from home on a vacation for a while, away for a few days, and you come back?
Yeah.
And you get into your house, and suddenly you smell all these things you never smelled before?
Yeah.
it's because you stop smelling what's around you all the time. It just, you get used to it. Same thing. I don't really smell the pizza anymore.
Yeah, but the sauce. Come on, man. You make that sauce from scratch, man. It's different, man. It's different, dude. I don't know.
Oh, it's great sauce, but I'll tell you, you work with it all the time. You start to miss out because you just smell it, and you just get used to it. Besides, there's one other thing. Pizza smells good. That fresh baked crust.
Yeah.
We're not talking about frozen pizza here. We're talking about crust that we make ourselves.
Yeah.
We make that deep dish dough every day in the store.
And you got this
That's
big,
a nice fresh smell.
Big mozzarella blocks. You're not just this. It's not flash frozen cheese. It's fresh stuff. Everything's fresh, fresh, fresh. So
that's right.
All right. So you're looking for drivers, correct? And so what? As they say on the streets, what kind of coin are we talking here?
I'll tell you what we pay in cash. And unlike a lot of places, we are paying our drivers, you know, hourly wages. We don't mess around with a couple of bucks cash on the side or something like that. You get your hourly money, but then you're bringing home another, 10, 15, sometimes more dollars an hour.
Wow.
That's just, and a lot of that, you know, that's just cash you're taking home at the end of the night. When I stopped driving so much, I had to get used to not having so much money in my wallet.
Right. I bet that's true. So let's go over this. Inside crew and drivers, high energy, fast paced environment. You got obviously like people. You get on the job training. You're an employee. You're not a 1099 contractor. So you're an employee. Starting pay is $12 an hour. And plus you can obviously get tips. And then I can get pizzas if I work for you for 40% off.
Oh, not only that, but we let our employees just get some slices of pizza for free. On top of that, you know, we don't hold back on letting you eat. We've got good food, and we give it, 40% off,
awesome.
Which is an amazing deal on our food.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I ought to be healthy and eat less pizza, but when it's that cheap and that good, it's tempting.
I know.
It's real tempting.
You ought to put the Profile by Sanford program right up against
there
this because I'd eat too much. Anyway, so you want great people. How do people connect with you, Josh Medin?
Well, if you mean for getting the job, all you got to do is come in. Just come on by. We're also on Indeed. I guess that's a shout out to that website. But, you know, you can get a hold of us there. We like people. We like seeing you face to face. You're going to be dealing with us face to face anyway, so just come on by and say hi.
All right, and either location, the one at
Neil and Green and Round Barn,
either one or just one.
Yeah, either one is absolutely fine.
All right, say I want to be a driver for you guys, and it's not without possibility.
And Josh, can you just work, you know, during the prime times, Friday and Saturday night kind of thing?
I'd love to have more drivers just working those weekends.
All right, but
this would be a great weekend job for people who want a little extra money.
Mm-hmm. And not beyond the realm of possibility to make $20 an hour, right? If it's 12 an hour and a tips, I could make 20 an hour.
You could easily make 20 an hour.
Oh. That full-time rate would be a $40,000 job. Part-time, if you pick the hours, that's not bad.
That's a nice little side hustle.
You bet it is. Maybe I'll be...
So
if I deliver your pizza and I become a part-time employee for you doing this work and people call to complain because instead of 8 pieces, there's 7, I guess that's bad. Yeah.
We hook you up with pizza. You don't need to go borrowing it from the customers. We'll take care of you. It's all good.
Come back, man. It just sauce smells too good, man. Come on, man. Josh Medin, we want people to drive for Jets Pizza. Keep up your great work. You're producing a great product.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
All right, buddy. Josh Medin is his name, manager at Jets Pizza.
JetsPizza.com for details.
8:28. We'll be right back. You'll check your Fox News and come back in just a couple of moments here. But that would be, driving busy times. And who doesn't want to see the pizza guy?
Good little gig.
No, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about $20 an hour. What do a lot of people make at some other places? They're not making 20. If you're delivering and you're moving fast and quick and getting them out there and it's nice and hot, you'll get a good tip.
Right.
So there's that.
All right. Just to navigate the route and, you know, make sure you're hitting people so they get the product hot and all that. Yeah. Wow, it's quite a concept.
You
got to
use your GPS on your phone. Exactly. That's what that's for. Hey, you want to get a vaccine? Got you covered here with Tom Plura. It's 829. The vaccine rollout continues in Champaign-Urbana. Campus Town Urgent Care has a new supply of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, and they're available to anyone over the age of 16. Go to campustownurgentcare.com to book your appointment. Dr. Tom Plura and his team will take care of you in an organized and timely manner. Vaccines for anyone over 16 now available at Campus Town Urgent Care, located at 631 East Green at the corner of Green and Wright in Champaign. Visit campustownurgentcare.com to book your vaccine appointment.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden addresses a joint session of Congress on this eve of his 100th day in office.
The president will roll out his American Families Plan tonight, what White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called a historic investment in child care and education. When asked at the White House briefing what the president's next 100 days will focus on, Psaki said COVID, climate policies, and getting his infrastructure proposal passed. As for tonight, not all members of Congress will be in attendance. There are space limitations due to COVID, and as the House is not in session right now, many members had planned events already in their home districts.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Police in Alameda, California released body cam video of a man's death last Monday. He was pinned to the ground by officers for at least 5 minutes.
Alameda police officers murdered my brother Mario.
That's Mario Gonzalez's brother Gerardo. The death is under investigation. Police have said Gonzalez died after suffering a medical emergency during a scuffle with officers. America's listening to Fox News.
Why is there always scuffles and fights?
I know.
I mean, can you not? And I guess if you're sitting in the car, and you believe the police are going to kill you and they're hunting you down or whatever, I guess it's your instinct to try and get away. But every single time, there's resisting arrest, which is against the law.
Right.
If anybody's checking that, you're just supposed to comply. And then what you do is what the officer says, and if it's horrible, it's all on body cam, and nobody's going to die, you just do it and sort it out later. But you don't fight them and run. I mean, that every time something bad's happening.
Almost every time we're coming into these situations, it's because people aren't listening the beginning.
But if I believe, let's see, I stopped by Nazis and they hate Armenians, then I'm going to be fearful that this isn't going to be any good. So my instinct is survive and do whatever I have to do because they're Nazis and they hate Armenians. That's, if I think that and believe that. So I'm trying to understand what they're believing. And they also might not be in a good state of mind, might be drunk, might be drugged, whatever it is.
Right.
And so they struggle, they fight, and bad things happen. There's a chance that bad things happen. We take 13 million arrests a year, which is what essentially it is. And you have struggles, generally speaking, that never goes well. But again, if you're thinking they're going to kill me anyway, I've got to do something. I can't get there. But if I think that, okay, they're hunting me because of my Armenian heritage and they're going to the genocide from 1915, Turkish descent, they're out to get me, then I'm going to be really, really afraid and think I got to get away. I'm something like that. Because what we're teaching people is that police are bad, right, and they're out to get people of color, or they're all bigots.
Definitely reinforced by the media and these messages that we see in the last, you know, 6 months, a year, years of messages of fear the police. Yeah. You know, our parents working on this, our churches working on this.
Well, it's to try to better the
communication between people so there's not so much animosity.
It's a lie. That's the basis of the, it's all a lie. The police don't wake up thinking, I want to harm a person of color today. That isn't true. It is simply not true. They're not out hunting black people like LeBron James. It's a lie. That is a lie. And if you don't believe that, then we're just going to disagree because it's not true. It is not true. Can the police get better? Of course. Can they do whatever to adjust? Yeah. But if you're telling me that a social worker needs to go to a domestic and talk them down,
mm-hmm,
I'm just going to argue that that probably isn't going to work most of the time.
Right.
It's escalated when the
law enforcement official gets there. And this is part of what we were discussing inside the last week with a law enforcement official we had on the air. And the anger issues in today and how people can't manage their feelings.
Well,
it goes from 0 to 10 and... Well, what are we doing here?
Coronavirus stress doesn't help anything, does it?
I guess, but...
All right, let's jump to our quick forecast, ESPN 93.5, three-day weather.
High 75 today. Some local heavy downpours are possible, especially this afternoon and into the evening. A 90% shot at showers. Rainfall possibly over an inch. 53 our low into the evening tonight. Gusty winds as high as 25 miles per hour. Morning rain in the forecast tomorrow. High 66, low 46. Sunshine and a high 70 on Friday. 77 Saturday as we get into May. Mostly sunny and windy. Up to 80 on Sunday with mostly cloudy conditions. I know there's a few events that people have reached out about. I know the Christian Motorcycle Association is doing a ride throughout the day on Saturday, and I'm glad to hear that they'll have a good time with that with the weather. CMAUSA.org for details. We're at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, you keep hearing press conferences where the police killed somebody. I mean, that's what the message is now, the police kill.
Yes.
And I'm just here to tell you that if you know all the facts of a particular situation, some are bad. Some aren't any good at all, and it's very difficult to explain away, and you can't. But I'm just offering that 99.99% of the time, everything goes pretty darn well from the standpoint of what they're supposed to do as law enforcement officers. But when you take that, you know, shooting in Columbus, Ohio, where the woman was a young girl, I guess, 16-year-old, was stabbing another girl, and was in the throes of thrusting the knife into her, mm-hmm, and the officer shoots her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're saying, well, why can't they wound? Well, the police officers, they're not trained to wound. If you're in a life and death situation, you have to use force to stop another death. Had the police officer shot their gun in the air, which has been suggested, would that knife had gone into the other girl? And then you're saying, how irresponsible, they didn't do their job. How do you win? How can you possibly win?
So it's Autism Month, and I remember a few years ago, Aiden and I went to the CU Autism Network, a discussion with the police officers, and they did some, you know, acting out where they said, there's a suspect with a red shirt in the area, that there was just a robbery. And so they took a kid with autism in a red shirt and said, you know, get down on the ground and put your hands and feet out and spread them. And they patted him down. And everybody in the room was so nervous.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, the police officer needed to find the suspect and, you know, go through the motions of this is what could happen. And you could be caught up in this scene. And because you were wearing a red shirt,
right,
it wasn't you. But we still need to go through the motions and find the person who committed the crime.
Everybody understand that?
Right. It was very impactful see us going through the motions. So I can't emphasize enough how much we need to discuss this with the young people in our life about the process of trying to get the law-abiding citizens and keep them safe.
Yeah. All right. It's 8:39. We'll be right back. We'll check a few sports headlines and 359-2255. You always want to chime in. Facebook Live as well.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, cares deeply about your satisfaction, and carries cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans that you want to drive, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Allow them to demonstrate their commitment to excellence. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or find them online at sarahchampagne.com.
Are you someone who struggles with tension and discomfort in your neck and shoulders? At Bodywork Associates, our targeted precision neuromuscular massage therapy may just be the answer you're looking for. The therapists at Bodywork Associates have the training and the ability to tailor each session according to your needs. And two or three sessions can make a world of difference in how you feel. Call or text us today at 217-351-1011 or visit bodyworkassociates.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Next week on an all-new Law and Order.
Order, order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
That's spring-green.com.
Summer is right around the corner. Make sure to stop into Game Day Spirit this spring and check out their great selection of Illini merchandise. Shop polos, tanks, crops, tees, and more, all from great brands such as Tommy Bahama, Champion, and Nike. With new styles arriving daily, there's something for every Illini fan. Shop at Game Day Spirit at the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or 24/7 online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Yeah, somebody texted in about Loveland, Colorado, and what a police officer did, or a bunch of police did, with a woman, 73-year-old woman, to dementia.
Mm-hmm.
New York Times has it, so I know the slant that's going to have. Now, yeah. So based on the quick read, looks horrible.
Yeah.
Looks awful. What they did to a 73-year-old that accidentally walked out of Walmart not paying $14. So does that mean all the police are bad? No.
Now, this video was from June 26 last year, and evidently they were reviewing the video. And I think it was a lot of what was the reaction to some of the police watching the video.
Well, and again, inexcusable, but you get pretty jaded in those roles, mm-hmm. and you're going to have to pay for being jaded and not being empathetic and all that stuff. They'll fix that. But just because we found a really bad example of policing, it doesn't mean you can say all police are bad and they're out to hunt people of color. That's the point, is we've got to understand that this is now an almost impossible job to be a police officer when you are so watched every moment, and then you have people that resisting. I can't explain or excuse a 73-year-old woman with a dementia. That sounds horrific. But in 13 million arrests, there's going to be mistakes.
Well, and fortunately, when I was Googling, I brought up the BBC News, and it says Colorado arrest, woman with dementia mocked by U.S. police.
Yeah. Well, there again, so doesn't help.
Worldwide.
Now, again, we got to do better. They're going to fix whatever happened in Loveland, Colorado. You just... doesn't mean police are bad. It means that sometimes they make mistakes, and you fix those mistakes, and don't you think that the heads of those departments and the chief of police are just going, oh my, you know what, and you fix it.
Right.
You don't say that's okay, that's just it. No, we don't excuse that. You get it better and you fix it. But you're not, if dealing with humans, unless you want to do artificial intelligence, you're never going to get it all perfect. But doesn't mean the body is bad. That's what I'm saying. Here we go. Check your sports headlines, 8:43.
All right. We have a win from the St. Louis Cardinals. Carlos Martinez is great. He was part of our caravan.
I asked Carlos to throw water in my face like he used to do with Matt Carpenter.
Right.
I ran around the room and I said, Carlos, throw water in my face and I'll pretend I'm Matt Carpenter. And he did, and he missed my face. And they did again and got me. So,
okay. Yeah. Did he get some of the splash zone in the first row there?
No, we missed that.
Okay, good.
No, nice people. I love the Cardinal Caravan. Missed it a lot this year. So
5-2 was the final yesterday. And I believe it's a 6:45 start here on ESPN 93.5. Paul Goldschmidt and DeJong, good hits yesterday.
Not DeJong. DeJong's struggling.
Oh.
It's Paul Goldschmidt and Tommy Edman.
Tommy Edman was part of our
Tommy Edman was here, too. Paul DeJong was here. We've had about... We're not going to get Arenado or Goldschmidt ever, but that's okay. We've had wonderful people in our caravan, and we're looking forward to January already when we hope it's back.
And speaking of the stars, I know since you field the questions when the Cardinal Caravan is able to happen at iHotel, that there was a kid saying, when is Yachty coming? And and Yachty has a strained tendon on his right foot right now, also on the injured reserve list.
I like when Nolan Gorman and Matthew Liberatore were here as the hot new young kid, and a guy stood up and said, yeah, I hear they want to trade you two for Arenado. I'd do it.
You never know.
Thanks for the question.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
Braves over the Cubs 5-0 yesterday. A 481-foot homer by Atlanta.
Wow.
That's way out there. Oof. Kyle Hendricks to the mound for Chicago with a 6:20 start over on US 105.9. Detroit over the Chicago White Sox. The Tigers using Casey Mize. We've got Carlos Rondon for the Chicago White Sox on Chicago South Side. 5-2 was the final yesterday. It is a 7-10 start. All right, on to basketball. Portland over the Indiana Pacers. That final was 133-112. Bulls and Knicks 6:30 tonight. Brooklyn Nets with their 116-103 win over the Toronto Raptors have clinched a playoff berth. So we're starting to get into the zone here on the playoffs. And I just am confused about the season and everything else. So I was kind of happy to hear that we are kind of in the zone on that. NFL draft is tomorrow. I know what's trending in NFL news also is Antonio Brown at the age of 32 re-signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with this 1 year $6.25 million deal.
Yep.
We also have hockey to talk about with the Blues in Minnesota tonight. Tampa Bay over the Blackhawks 7-4. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay. We don't know anything about what's happened with Illinois basketball, which has kind of been trending. I don't know about the assistants or assistant. Don't think Adam Miller's coming back. That's what Derek Piper says. Don't know what other transfers are even in the possible portal thing for us. And that's what we got. The fact that Orlando Antigua has not left for Kentucky, I would read in as a good thing because Josh Whitman has stepped up and made a counter or comparable offer or whatever it was that'll make him the richest assistant basketball coach or the best paid basketball coach in America. Either way, whether he goes there or comes here or stays here. And so... we'll just see it plays out. But I would be listening this afternoon to The Drive with Law and Derek and hearing what they have to say about it. Because, Derek, if there's anything happening, it didn't happen without Derek Piper. He's going to know. So be listening 4 to 6 this afternoon for the latest on maybe the Illini basketball. And I am looking forward tremendously to Illinois football. I do believe Brett Bielema is the man.
Yes.
I believe he knows how to do this.
That's right.
People, I do. I think we have a wonderful chance at a bowl game this year.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
A bowl game the first year? Usually these are teardowns, break. I mean, we got 29 super seniors or whatever it is. We got an older team. So I'm optimistic and pretty excited. Wouldn't that be something if we get a team that has bowl chances in the first year? I don't know if that's ever happened.
Go Illini.
Yeah.
Finding your next home after selling can be a challenge. It's Diane Ducey. No worries if you call Nate Evans of eXp Realty. He has the tools to help you find the right home and not have to rush through the process. Connect with Nate at NateEvansGroup.com.
Are you ready to feel the difference with Matex heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical? Matex is the top-rated, most trusted, and most trained residential and commercial service provider in Central Illinois. For nearly 30 years, thousands of customers have made Matex their top choice for their HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With locations in Champaign, Monticello, and Mattoon, Matex will provide the 24/7 emergency service or installation you need. Visit MatexService.com to book your appointment today. Matex, feel the difference.
Allerton Equipment Repair is your trusted truck repair and service center in Central Illinois. Owner Chuck Bailey and his team of NAPA-certified mechanics have an extensive background in heavy-duty truck maintenance and repairs. They understand the importance of accurate truck diagnostics and fast, quality service for all types of repairs. Their team of mechanics are ready to work for you. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday by appointment. Give them a call at 217-834-3470. Allerton Equipment Repair. That's 834-3470. Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Areawide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Areawide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
All right, a little rainy. We saw this coming. Next day or two, I think, Diane, we have some rain in the forecast,
It's true, and a high 75, so nice and mild for us. But we could see about an inch of rain coming in throughout the day. Strong winds up to 25 mile an hour when we have these thunderstorms coming through. Rain into the evening with a low 53. And into tomorrow morning, high 66, low 46. Sunshine by Friday with a high 70. Mid-70s on Saturday and Sunday up to 80. Right now the temperature's at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, Diane has been losing weight. Listen to this.
Hi, it's Diane Ducey with my friends at Profile by Sanford, helping with a 50-plus weight loss. And with the weather getting nicer and people getting outside and feeling more active, but maybe you don't have the energy because of your weight. After starting with Profile, I've got more energy. My body feels a lot better on getting that movement in. Profile by Sanford can help you with the meals and snacks and to keep you on that healthy path for a lifetime. Go to profileplan.com.
Who knows what evil lurks in the heart of your home appliance? Is your washing machine about to pump water onto your new hardwood floor?
Oh, no!
Is your refrigerator about to give up the ghost, costing you hundreds in spoiled meat?
That might also stink.
Now imagine, if you will, that home appliance is 4 years old, maybe three, heaven forbid only two.
Oh, the humanity of it all!
If only there was a local store that sold new appliances and fixed them as well.
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner and chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We've been repairing appliances in Central Illinois since 1977. Our own technicians, our own parts department, and most appliances come with our free 10-year protection plan.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you saved me.
There you have it, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Not just an appliance store, a store that fixes what ails your home appliance.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us.
The vaccine rollout in Champaign-Urbana continues. Campustown Urgent Care has a new supply of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, and they're available to anyone over the age of 16. Visit campustownurgentcare.com to book your appointment. That's campustownurgentcare.com. Dr. Tom Plura and his team will take care of you in an organized and timely manner. If you're interested in getting the vaccine, anyone over 16 is now eligible. Campustown Urgent Care is located at 631 East Green at the corner of Green and Wright in Champaign. Visit campustownurgentcare.com to book your appointment today.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for a new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that's
stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Okay, so you went to your little meeting at Profile Sanford yesterday to go well.
I did. Yeah. And we're facing parties, graduation parties, end of the semester, you know, things where there's free options. And that's where I struggle is, you know, having that discipline not to load up the plate with a lot of free stuff because you have access to it. Or I was social this past weekend and had people buying drinks and things like that. And it's hard to say no.
Calories and drinks, are there?
She prefers more harder alcohol than beer.
Is that calories? I don't know.
I mean,
do drinks have calories? I know beer does.
Oh, yeah.
But hard drinks have calories?
Yeah, sure. But in any case, you just look at things, you manage it, you think to yourself, I am in control. And sometimes more water or some carrot sticks going into the situation would help. Profileplan.com with that code DD for details.
All righty, we're back tomorrow. John Decker, there's 1,600 capacity for a president's speech like tonight.
Okay, 100-day summary for President Biden.
It's 200 allowed in, and John Decker's one of them.
Okay.
So he'll have been there when we talk tomorrow at 7:30 with our journalist, John Decker from Gray Television. All right, stay dry. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. We really appreciate you being there. Thank you so much. We'll meet back on the radio 7 to 9 tomorrow morning. Have a great Wednesday.
Visit Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing in Paxton. They're the area's premier Linux system dealer with a BBB A-plus rating and accreditation. You can trust their expert technicians to deliver the best heating, cooling, and plumbing services in our area. From maintenance and repairs on any make or model to the highly regarded AC and furnace installations, Dogtown is the name to call to guarantee your comfort for any month of the year. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, home of the $79 checkup and plumbing service call. Call 689-2166. Dogtown Heating and Air.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team are the reigning Big Ten tournament champions. Stop by Game Day Spirit to pick up your championship merchandise. They have the official locker room tees and hats, as well as other t-shirts and hoodies. Items like pennants, koozies, lanyards, and more are also available. These items will go fast, so make sure you get your Big Ten tournament championship gear now at Game Day Spirit, located at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign and 6th and Green in Campustown, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. You know, when we talk advertising with our clients, in the back of everybody's mind is, what do I get? How much do I sell when I advertise on the radio? And you know what? It's a fair question. How much stuff do I sell when I advertise with you? Well, here at Stevie J Broadcasting, we have developed a unique and exclusive marketing program that guarantees people will spend money with your business every month and provide feedback as to what they thought of their experience with you. It's called Stever. Now, if your company is looking for more customers who I guarantee will spend money with you each and every month, why don't you at least find out what this is about? Call 217-840-9913 to get a quick explanation and start knowing what you get for some of your advertising dollar. 217-840-9913. Space for this program is limited. 217-840-9913. Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, cares deeply about your satisfaction, and carries cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans that you want to drive, look no further than Sarah Champaign.
Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Allow them to demonstrate their commitment to excellence. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or find them online at sarahchampagne.com.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Auto Owners Insurance. Call Thomas and Ellis Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. Visit thomas-ellers.com today.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855. You're listening to WSJK.